Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, this is Sunday afternoon, October the 22nd. We are here praising the Lord. No matter what time of the day or the night, you ought to have a praise in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in your life. God's favorite. So reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God is willing. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And he's willing. He's willing to wipe away all your pain. When you don't know what else to do, praise God. Just say the name. Oh, praise God. When you just don't know what to do, praise God. Say the name Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing for everything that easily tries to beset us. It's all in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Just call upon that name. When you don't feel like calling upon him, call upon him. Call upon him because that's what he desires upon you. Just call upon his name. He's given you that name, yes, to use, to fight with, to combat every demon force that tries to come in your life. Praise God. Say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. That name is so precious. Praise God. It can calm all your fears. It'll dry away all of your tears. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. He loves us. Yes, he has loved us with an everlasting love. When you don't know what else to do, when you can't say the words to say, just say the name. Praise God. Hallelujah. That song is so soothing, so true, so awesome. Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We love and we love you, Jesus. He has paid an awesome price for us. Praise God. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just want you to let that song, just play it sometime to yourself. Let it soak in. Praise God. He's all you need. He's all you need in times like these. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's bigger than any brother. He's a friend like no other. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come tonight, Lord. Father God, because we find that in your name, oh God, you're going to make a way, God. Yes, Lord God. We come tonight, God, calling upon your name tonight, God. Lord God, because we need you, Lord God. We need you in every aspect of our lives, oh God. Lord God, we need you in our homes, oh God. We need you in our children, oh God. We need you, oh God. Behind prison walls, oh God, we need you. We need you to make a way for us, oh God. Lord, we can't do it within ourselves, God. That's why we call upon you, Jesus. And Lord God, oh Father God, we need you in the White House tonight, God. Oh God, hallelujah. We need you, oh God. Oh God, on our police force, oh God. We need you, oh God, Father God. Yes, Lord God. In our sons and daughters, oh God, that's out there, oh God, lost, oh God. We need you, oh God, Father God. In our marriages, oh God, Father God. We need you, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, Father God. Oh, Father God, yes, in the hospital rooms, in nursing homes, oh God, we need you. We need you, oh God, Father God. Yes, Lord, in the mail's office. Oh, God, it may be someone out there, oh, God, that's working as a construction worker, but we still need you. We need you, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Lord God, there may be a teacher in a classroom, oh, God. Maybe some child, oh, God, is going through some problems. We need you, God, oh, God, for that child that's been, oh, God, abducted, oh, God. That one that's in sex slaves, oh, God. Those, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, wherever they may be, God, those that are going hungry tonight, oh, God, that does not have sufficient food tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, those that's on the bridges, oh, God, don't have the money to pay for homes, oh, God, a roof over their head, oh, God. Lord God, we need you tonight, God. Oh, Father God, in your name, God, the answer, oh, God, relies in you, God. Lord God, we can just call that name Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 for healing, oh God. Oh, Father God, somebody might be needed. Oh, God, healing for one and one thing and some for another, God. But we know there are many, oh God, that needs healing. Oh, you need healing in the mind, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, you, oh, God, when we call upon that name, it's just like a fragrance after the rain, God, because it soothes us and it heals us and it delivers us, God. It sets us free, God. It gives us joy and peace, oh, God, above all other, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, what you, who else, God? Oh, God, you said you, when we call upon you, you would answer us, God. Oh, God, we need you. God, we need you. Yes, Lord God. In our mind, and keep our minds, oh, God, from the things of this world, oh, God. And keep our minds, send it up on you, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, there's just something about your name, oh, God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. And God, oh, Lord God, oh, Father God, Lord God, as we call unto you, God, we know, God, Jesus, hallelujah. You will answer on time, God. You are on time, God. Oh, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, God, you can fix it. Oh, God, you the fixer upper, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't do it within ourselves, God. God, we need your power. We need your grace, because we know it's sufficient enough for us, God. We need, oh, God, to teach us how to walk, oh, God. Oh, God, according to your word, let us hear, God, when you're speaking to us, God. Oh, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise your name. We want that anointing to flow through us, in us. Oh, God, let the, oh, God, anointing flow. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. We have carried some burdens, God, but we come in to bring them to you, Lord. Oh, Father, you said when we carry them in the heat of the day, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that there is an answer. We know that there is an answer. Oh, God, hallelujah. And that answer is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, praise your name tonight. Oh, praise. Lord, I am just lifting up everyone right now in my mind, God, as you're bringing them to me, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Far and near, Lord. Touch, oh, God, those that, oh, God, are mourning. Oh, God, hallelujah. I know you can dry every tear. You can heal every broken heart, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch in a mighty way tonight, God. And, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen feeble bodies that they will be able to stand again. Oh, God, and praise you, oh, God. Lord, we love you tonight. We give you praise, glory, and honor, God. Oh, praise your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 God is here tonight. Praise God. He is here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that everyone that will tune in and listen to this program, I pray that you would tell someone else about God's Favors program. But at this time, I'm going to bring our own Minister Peggy Biden in her own way, and then I'll be back with you. Praise God. So glad she could be here tonight because she is also taking care of the elderly. Oh, praise God. And she is doing a great job for the Lord. Minister Peggy Biden.
Praise the Lord. This is God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Phone number is area code 504-347-5797. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great, good listener. And call this number, area code 714-409-0578. You will be blessed on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock and on Friday nights at 7. It is wonderful that we have a praise report tonight to give you. A healing for the eyes. One of my neighbors had to have surgery on his eye, and they messed it up 3 times. So the 4th time, they went back in, and he is being able to see. Isn't it wonderful? He could not see out of that eye because they had put extra gel into the eye when they gave him his new lens in his eye. But today he can see perfectly. They went in and took out that gel, and they put another lens in, and we just give God the praise and the glory for that. God is always in the healing business. Also, another neighbor down the street, we need to pray for her. She has a little sore on her leg, and it looks like it's going to be a diabetic sore. But we know that God can heal, and God can go there and just protect her and bring her health through. Think about it. Our nation needs prayer. Feeding the world with the living bread and the food and the water for their souls is what? God's Favorite Radio Program is about children without parents. Pray for them. All different types of illnesses. Drugs in the neighborhoods? Yes. We have a problem in all of our neighborhoods with drugs. We need to keep reporting it, and we also need to keep those people in prayer. Just remember, healing for our land with the storms, and with the tornadoes, we live in a violent world and is still under the curse. But we can rebuke that curse because God gave us the privilege of doing that. We can pray those tornadoes away. We can pray those hurricanes away, the floods. It can strike good people and it can strike poor people. And many times, He sends the rain on the just and the unjust. Trouble comes to both righteous and unrighteous. But we have to pray, and we have to pray without ceasing. We have to lean against the Word, and we have to rest in His Word day and night in order to get our answer. We can call it running the red light. A red light means stop. It does not mean to slow down. Neither a yellow light, but a red light. People try to beat the signals of all times, running red lights, crashing their vehicles. In such cases, you can't blame the red lights for changing at the wrong time. You must blame the person for ignoring the signal. All of these signals come from God in our lives, and the only way that we really can get out of trouble is by seeking God. Isn't that wonderful that we can seek Him? We pray for all of those tonight that has been without clean water. Just think of other people that does not have clean water, other nations that don't. And the cleaning of the water is not only the real natural water, but the cleaning of the water of the soul. Our Bible needs to be presented more and more to people where they can read and where they can get the wisdom that they need to help raise their children, help take care of their families. The truth will continue forever. The careless word stabs like a sword, but the wise word brings healing. Isn't it wonderful that we have hard workers that will work for the Lord and will keep up with the worry of the heavy load and bring a kind cheer to you when you need it, a kind word. Just think, doing what is right in the way of life, but there is no other way that leads to God but praying. Asking God to forgive us for our many faults that we have, for our many areas in our lives, in our own lives, and others in other countries, and in your country, and in your way, ask that God forgive them, that God will be there when they have trouble, and when others give advice, let them be able to accept it and give good advice. The wisdom of a wise person wins praise, but there is no respect for the stupid. God takes care of His people, and we want to say tonight that God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George is a program that will help guide you, will help reach others. Because God is God, and He always will be God. He's a Savior. He's a mentor. He's a great person. Victorious Living also has wonderful words, praises, uplifting. So keep listening. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener, and we love you for listening, and may God bless you this week, and take care of all those goblins that's around this world trying to take the and make us believe the devil is alive, but God is a bigger minister than the devil. Just remember, God is our hope, and He's our comforter. Thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program, Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you so much. Well, tonight, yes, our title is Lord, We Need Your Help. Lord, we need your help. Praise God. If you don't think that we need help in a world like this, then your eyes is not open. You're not attentive. You're not aware. Because God told us to be aware. Praise God. We have to be aware of what's going on in our world, even though we are in the world, but we are not a part of it. Praise God. We don't take part, but we do pray. Praise God. And we know that we have to call upon the Lord. And the Lord said in His word, He said in 2 Chronicles 2, 6 through 14, and I'm going to read it. Praise God. If I shut up the heavens and there be no rain, now think about this. We talking about a disaster then. If I shut up the heavens and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour your land, that haven't happened. We know that many things has happened in our land, but that hasn't happened. If I send pestilence among my people, God just letting us know, if he really, 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 really allows some things here to happen, we won't be alive. But this is what he told us to do. 14, if my people, which are called by my name, the believers, the church, shall humble themselves, God wants us to come in humility before him. And he wants us to pray and to seek his face. Seek his face, nobody else. And repent. God wants us to repent for everything, our land, ourselves, our families, the things in the past, repentance upon our land. Praise God. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. God's prescription for spiritual sickness. This is God's prescription. If God has given us the prescription, then we have something to go by. We have a pattern. And then he said, my eyes shall be open and my ears attended to the prayers that is made in this place. God will hear. He said, my ears will be attentive. My eyes will even open for you. Praise God. That's awesome. God's waiting on us. God is waiting on us. Praise God. If my people, praise God. And you know, the Lord told us that we can stand on his word. He told us to remind him of his word. And he told us that we can decree his word, and it shall be done. God, you said that we can call you at any time, anywhere, because you are everywhere. God is everywhere. And you will... You will be to us, Father God. Yes, he did. He said he'll be to us whatever we need. We need to cry to him for help. Praise God. For help. Praise God. Because we need help from our Father. We can't do without him. Father, I thank you that when we call upon you, you will answer us and you will be with us in trouble. Lord, you said you will deliver us and honor us and satisfy us with long life and show us your salvation. And Father, right now, we are coming and claiming victory over the enemy. Every demonic spirit that is trying to hinder or trying to sway us or to pull us away from you, we are coming tonight, Lord. Lord, you said in these last days some will be going to lose, some of the believers are going to lose faith. We need your help, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Lord, you said there will be great falling away. Now, that's where I cries out to the Lord. I don't want to be one of those where it be a great falling. He didn't say just a few. He said, but there's going to be a great falling away. That's why he said, if my people, which which are called by my name will pray. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24. God has predicted destruction. Things are going to be happening here on the land. I still refer back to Second Chronicles, if my people will pray. Matthew chapter 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, do you not see all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Things are going to happen, people. Things are going to take place, people. And as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name. I'm talking about not only physical things, but spiritual things. Many going to come in my name saying I am the Christ and shall deceive many. And you should hear of wars, come on now, and rumors of wars. Yes, they are going to come. See that you not be troubled. Don't be troubled when you hear talk of these things. Praise God. For nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places, and we do see it. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sakes. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. My God. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then the end come. God has spoken to us some things here in this chapter, telling us that we need his help. We need his help. Things are going to come. Things are going to take place. But what did he tell us there, my sister, my brother? He said, don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Praise God. Hear the Lord speak tonight. Hear him speak. Praise God. God is letting us know. Things must happen. Things must take place. Things are going to fall. We're going to hear talk of many things. We're going to see many things. He's telling us how to keep our faith built up in him. Because some of them going to come as princes. Some of them going to come speaking Jesus. We got to know. We got to pray. If my people will pray. Praise God. Isaiah 59:1 said, thus said the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's Psalms 59, I'm sorry. Okay, 59 and 1 says, hallelujah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. You can call, if God said call up on him, he's letting us know that his hand is not too short. His ears are not deaf, that he can't hear us when we call him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, there is so much violence. We keep saying, Lord, there is so much violence in our land. There's murders, Lord, and it's hurting, Lord. It seems as though it's just taking over, Lord. It's just taking over. Lord, we need your help. We must call upon God. We must not be troubled. We must call upon him who is the author and the finisher of our lives. He got everything in control. Isaiah 60, 17 and 18 said, praise God. Isaiah chapter 60, 17 and 18. For brass, I will bring gold. And for iron, I will bring silver. And for wood, brass. For stones, I will also make your officers peace and your exactors righteousness. Violence shall be no more be heard in your land. Wasting nor destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. If we call upon the Lord, God will fix, glory to God, he will fix everything. Those things that have been happening, God can fix it. God can fix it in your life. There's nothing that can go on in your life that God cannot fix. God, you said if we pray. God, you said if we pray. Oh, God, you will hear us. Truly, God. Father, I'm placing all of my cares and all of my worries and all of my concern once and for all upon you, because I know, Lord, that you have loved us, oh, God, and that you watch us over us. You the one, oh, God. You are the one that watches over us, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Know that tonight, that he is the one that cares for you more than anything. I don't care what's going on. He is the one that is going to keep you and keep your mind in perfect peace. He's the one, oh, praise God, that watches over you. 1 Peter 5 and 7 said, praise God, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all. He didn't say some of them. He said, come to me and cast all your cares upon me, because I cares for you. This is a discreet command from the Lord. He wants us to run to him and cast it all upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. If we are for an example, in John chapter 11, and we'll go over there, John chapter 11, and verse 21 and 22, praise God, oh, praise God, hallelujah. Let's look at it. And we mostly know the story of Martha and Mary. Well, they had a brother named Lazarus, praise God, and Lazarus died. And they love their brother. You love your loved one. But Jesus was so close to them, so they called on Jesus. But it took him 2 days to get to where they were. And by that time, he had been in the grave, and they said he's thinking. Let's read what did they say to him. Praise God. 21 and 22. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. And Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. God is saying to us, whatever we ask him of,
He might not come, but the answer is not delayed. Hallelujah. The answer is still yes. God will come at the right time, at the least time that you think not. Martha and Mary, oh, they loved their brother so much. Praise God. And, oh, Jesus went there and raised him from the dead. I'm telling you, whatever is dead in your life that you need God to resurrect tonight, if my people will call upon my name, I will answer them and I will show them great and mighty things, things that they know not of, God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's so good. Praise God. Let's look at another example here God gives us. Luke 8:22-24. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord. And to offer, let me see here. I think I went to the wrong scripture. Let's go over here to 8. Yep, I went to 2. I don't know why I went to 2, but it's Luke 8. Praise God, yes, here it is. I have it marked right here. Praise God. Luke 8:22-24. That was speaking of the storm. Speaking of, and we've been having some storms. We've been having some great storms. Now it came to pass in a certain day that they went into a ship with his disciple, and he said unto them, let us go over on the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. They went on in the boat. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm on a wind on the lake. This was a furious storm. This was a great hurricane. You don't think they had hurricanes back in that day? Yes, they did. This was a great hurricane. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters. And they ceased, and there was a calm. This is just like the hurricanes we are having. They will be and always will be hurricanes. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what are we to do? We must pray. This great storm was great, the Bible says. And it was serious. I mean, it was a hard one. Let's look at Matthew 8:23. Praise God. It was another one. Praise God. 8:23 says, praise God. And when he had entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest on the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Just to name a few hurricanes, because I can't name them all, there was a great storm. It was great hurricanes, all kind of tsunamis. They were serious. That happens in our land that we see today. There are storms every year all over the world. In some place, there is a storm. But God wants us to pray. And look at Hurricane Betsy, Hurricane Camille, Hurricane Katrina. Katrina, the one that just happened in Texas, the one just happened in Puerto Rico.
You name the storms. When we look at our news, usually the newscaster names storms from way back. He names the storms because there's always storms. But there are always storms in our lives as well. Come to sway us. There are storms come to try to pull our attention. Lord, we need to pray. Lord, we need your help, Lord. Lord, help us. Help us. Someone is sick. They need your help, Lord. Someone is sick, Lord. They need your help. Oh, praise God. We're going to look at another one right here for the sick. Let's go over here at John. Praise God. John chapter 5, 5 through 8. Praise God. John chapter 5, 5 through 8. Praise God. There are many storms in our lives that comes to hinder, to tear us and try to take faith. And Jesus just spoke, "Oh, ye of little faith." Praise God. Keep your faith built in the word. Let's read at verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the waters is troubled, to put me in the pool." If we depend upon someone else to do it, it won't get done. But when we depend upon God, God said, "If my people," when we depend upon God, things will change. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, and when the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steps before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your bed and walk."
Many times,
we have to truly, truly depend upon God. Hallelujah. We got to depend upon God. God don't want us leaning and depending upon no one else but him. God is our author and the finisher of our lives. He wants to be first in our lives. There is hunger in our land. There is hunger in our land. Praise God. Yes, there is hunger in our land. Let's look at 2 Kings 4. Praise God. You know, God just has all through his word where he wants us to see and to hear him speaking and let us know that, hey, all these things is already written. It's already written. Praise God. It's written. It's written. We just got to pray. We just got to pray. We got to pray for strength. We got to pray for direction. We got to pray for wisdom and knowledge of what to do. Praise God. God wants us to ask him, to call upon him. Praise God. Why? Because he wants all the glory. He wants to get all the glory. Praise God. If anyone needs prayer tonight, just press 1 while I'm speaking, and we'll pray for you tonight. Just press 1, and we will hear your prayer request, and we will pray for you. Praise God. Praise God. Let's take this prayer request before our time run out. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. How can I help you tonight? Hello? Can I pray for you tonight? 214, can I pray for you tonight?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. May I pray? Do you want to speak it or you just want me to pray?
Just pray it in peace. I need peace.
Okay, praise God. Father, my sister tonight, Lord God, has called in for peace, God. And Lord God, oh, Lord God, I know that you are the peace giver, you the peacemaker, God. Father, I know, God, that you won't hold no good thing from those that walk upright before you, Lord God. Father, I speak peace over her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God. I speak peace in her home, God. Father, I speak peace all around her, God. God, your love surrounds her, God, and gives her the peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. God, you are the God of all peace. Peace, God. Oh, Father God, let her lean, oh, God, and depend upon you. May she call upon you, oh, God. Oh, God, as you have taught us tonight, God, bring it all to you, God. Bring all her cares and burdens, God, and lay them at your feet, God. God, you got this thing. You knew her before she was even created in her mother's womb, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, oh, God, that thing was trying, oh, God, yes, God, oh, God, to have her in a limbo, God, where she can't think straight, where she can't, oh God, oh Father God, call, oh God, clearly, but yes, she is, God. God, she's calling up on you from her heart, oh God. Yes, God, and God, when we call up on you, oh God, from the heart, God, we know that you will speak, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, Lord God, right where she is, God, give her the ground that her feet shall trod upon. Oh, God, let that ground be holy ground. God, her feet, right where she's standing, God. Oh, Father, and then may she look up, oh, God, toward the heaven, whence cometh her strength, for all her strength cometh from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my sister.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. As I was saying, there is hunger, and we know, praise God, in 2 Kings, praise God, 4:1-7, praise God, hallelujah. And this is our last scripture for tonight. There was a miracle that took place with the widow woman. She was at her last, and she was about to, they told her what to do in order to, come out of this thing that she was in. Elijah told her to go to her house, and he said, "Get thy handmaid and a pot of oil, and go borrow some vessels." Told her how to do it, and when she had to do it, and when she had to go, the man of God told her, "Go sell all the oil and pay your debts, and your children shall live." Praise God. Hallelujah. So God has ways. You might not have to go sell a pile of oil, but listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what God is speaking to us and what he wants us to do. Lord, we need your help. Yes, Lord, we need your help. And God will help. I don't ever want to leave you without giving you the highest blessing that God gave Moses in Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. I pray that you be blessed tonight and this time forth in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May the blessings of the Lord forever be upon you. God said, told Moses, if he blessed the people, he will bless them. I'm believing that God going to bless you tonight. Praise God. The blessings of the Lord is up on you to empower you, to teach you, to carry you, to feed you in every way that you need, spiritually, physically, and mentally. Please be back here next Sunday night at the same time at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and also on Friday night,
for 7 o'clock with Minister Janice. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.